The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
The winter chill hits England. The Sunshine Girls of Jamaica blow into the capital, ready to turn up the heat on an old, fierce rivalry. Roses United, these are far from friends reunited. Jess Selby's side flexing their title credentials with Joe Harden back after nearly 2.5 years. Super Netball winners Nat Haythornthwaite and Helen Housby form a backbone of experience. No room, though, for England's most capped player, Jake Clark, in the 12th. Jamaica, although without some key players, had two of the best bookends. Janelle Fowler, arguably the world's greatest shooter in one circle, and Shamira Sterling, contender for world's best keeper, at the other end. These two sides in form, three matches for two of the best in the world to slug it out. The countdown to the Commonwealth Games hits pressure points. Joe Harden, she defends, she shoots, she scores. A palpable hit with a crowd inside the copper box. 10 goals the difference. That's not showboating. It's all the skills put on display for this crowd that have longed to see netball again. Now a little bit of the rattle in that circle. And that is what England have done to this Jamaica side in this final quarter as well. For the moment, they step back out in that second half. Harton, Guthrie, those players are so long experienced. Wanted to wear that red dress and stand up and perform for this Roses side. It'll be England that end up with ball in hand. The ball through the net once more and back to that 10-goal gap. Before coming into today, they'd lost the last 4 out of 5 against Jamaica. But they stood up in front of the home crowd and shown what it means to be a Rose. From Ebony Osoro Brown, who said this was 861 days in the making. But the pride in turning up and pulling on that Roses dress for her, for Eleanor Cardwell, for the 7 that started and the 7 that end on court. Convincing win for this England side.
Oh, Jess will be absolutely thrilled, pardon the pun, with that win. It was crafted out. They were nervous to begin with, you could see that, but they found their flow, they found their attacking mojo, particularly because I think they defended extremely well at the start of the game. Tremendous effort from England. Their real belief in this group, they understand what they can do, and when those changes were brought about, boy, did they make an impact.
Back in January 2020, when these two last stood on court, it was Jamaica that came away with that convincing win. Watching your former England teammates out there now, Amma, you see a real belief and desire in this side.
You do, and they're slowly building and they're slowly growing. I think the last game that you mentioned, they were still finding their feet. Thirlby had just come in and as coach. And so now that seems such a long time ago. It seems like everything's completely different. And they're building and they're looking ahead to Commonwealth Games. Hopefully, they want to retain their title.
Inside that huddle, there's caps, there's experience, there's former players now coaching their side. They believe that this team can do what no England team has done before and back up a Commonwealth gold with another come Birmingham. The first stage complete, the first match of the series won. They'll roll on to Nottingham with a win in their back pocket. We'll hear from the player of the match in just a moment, but you look around that circle, the likes of Stacey Francis-Bayman, seeing her back out on court too. It's the strength in depth of this England side too.
Absolutely. I think, you know, being able to bring on a player like Eleanor Cardwell and have her perform at such a high level, put the ball through, be able to take the physicality of the Jamaicans, it's not always easy to do. Fantastic effort. She came on, she impacted and got England back in the game.
You lost to that then England side in 2018 at the Commonwealth Games. Is it difficult to say how this side compares to that team?
Oh, it is very difficult because 4 years ago is a whole cycle ago. You've got a massive change of players. And I think what England have got, they've got a great advantage because they had a young group there. Now they've got a more experienced group. But the trick is to ensure that that experienced group is as hungry as ever for gold medal success. That is the key. It does not get handed to you just because you won last time. You have to make it happen. It's a bit like today's game, the whole story. It had to be made to happen.
They backed up that historic win in New Zealand with a first win against Jamaica. It has taken a while. Back in 2013, they last won a series. They'll hope to do that this time round. But first off, they had to get the win here today, completed. Let's hear from Gail.
Thanks very much, Caroline. Ellie Cardwell, many congratulations. You are our player of the match. At times it maybe wasn't pretty, but how proud are you with the way that the guts and desire and determination saw you all through to that victory?
I'm so, so, so proud of all the girls. Like, we've not had long together as a full team with everyone back in. So it's just down to all the hard work everyone's put in. And we've just clicked together as a team. And I think it shows out on court, the grit that we bring on court. It was fantastic tonight. It was great to be a part of.
And no doubt you were a bit disappointed when you realised you weren't in the starting sevens. You were so good in New Zealand and everybody desperately wants to start. How did you channel that into the performance that you gave when you got your opportunity and came on?
You know what? Every single person in our squad deserves to be on that seven. We train so hard and everyone is super, super talented. So whatever starting seven goes out there, like, you're super, super proud of them because at the end of the day, they're representing the country. So yeah, when we get the opportunity, you just got to try and take it. And yeah, it's just, yeah, it's good.
You came over with a beaming smile. I bet you think right now you probably couldn't have done much more, could you?
I could do a little bit more. I think definitely going into training this week, I'll be looking at certain things that I can implement for maybe for next week and try and bring some more to Jamaica next week.
And just finally, that chemistry that you developed as the game went on with Joe Harton, I mean, it lifted the copper box. It must have been a lot of fun to be playing alongside her.
Yeah, it's so fun playing against Joe. It's so fun playing against with any of our shooters. But yeah, I like the little connection me and Joe have, so it's really nice to have her back and in the team.
How good was Ellie Cardwell today?
Yeah, I think we've been really fortunate in the last couple of months to be able to look to our bench. I didn't really want to have to do it under those circumstances. I thought we were a little bit staccato, and obviously we're trying to bed in. Whilst they're household names, they've not been around, and it just takes a little bit of a while. But I thought Ellie did great, but I also thought Ebony coming in really changed the dynamic in the back as well. So again, great seamless transitions from them.
And you must be proud with the way they eventually came up with some answers your side, because some pretty serious questions were asked in that first half by Jamaica, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, but I thought that we did a lot of it to ourselves. You know, we closed space in attack. We didn't open space particularly well. It's just taken a little while to find our feet. And to have to do that whilst playing Jamaica, who are a world-class opposition, who don't ever let us win easily, I think to come away with a 10-goal win is pretty impressive when we know we haven't quite hit our straps yet.